Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. It is time to spread the undiluted gospel to the dying world. An expository moment wrapped up with the power of the Holy Ghost. This is Pure Gospel Moment with Mark Miracle. Get set for an encounter with the God who changes identity.
Hebrews 9:12. God is going to do something great in our life. I want you to take a look at this scripture. This is our test. If you are not here on day one, day two, day three, today is the summary of everything we learned on these 3 days. So pay detailed attention. Then he entered the Holy of Holies once for all, not by the blood of goats and calves, but by his blood, his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. He said, Jesus entered into the Holies of Holies, not by the blood of goats, not by the blood of calves, not by the blood of elephants or anything you can think of, but by his own blood, having obtained eternal what? Redemption. Listen to this story. Those days, when you pray, you don't meet pastor like this. Those days in the Old Testament days, you can never meet pastor like this, that pastor should pray for you. You don't meet your priest. The priest is always in the Holy of Holies. There's the ark, or the temple is divided into three. From that wall to this chair is one part. From this chair to this part is another part. And this place is the part nobody can enter. The congregation can enter at this part. Stop there. Some selected servants, like the ones that took prayer, the ones that sang, they will stop at this part. But only the priest enters into this third part, which is the Holy of Holies. This is where the Ark of Covenant is kept. You are in a world where you have smartphone. You can Google the structure of the temple, olden days temple. They will show you how it was divided into three. This third part is where the ark, that ark that the presence of God is in inside. It's like this pulpit is the ark. It is kept here. Now in this modern day church, is the pulpit that represents the ark. So it was kept here. No human being enters there. When you want to pray, you stay outside there and you talk. The priest listens to you and intervenes. You bring your goat, bring your calf, bring anything that has blood. You stop at the entrance. The priest comes and takes it, sacrifices it. You don't enter there. The priest that is doing it, that is at the third part of the ark, they tied a rope on him. And that rope is outside. Imagine you tie a rope on a dog and you hold the rope very long and the dog is at the end part. Now the priest has bells on his waist. So as he's moving, the bell is ringing. As he's moving, the bell is ringing. As he's sacrificing, the bell is ringing. As he's doing the work of God in the Holy of Holies, on this altar I am, the bell is ringing. And remember, the rope is outside. So when people that are outside stay, they are not hearing the bell again. They know that the anger of God has killed him inside them. Nobody enters to bring him out. If you enter, you die with him. They use the rope and bring him out. They drag the rope out. That is how it happens in the olden days. Read your Old Testament very well. But Jesus came and said, how long will this thing happen? You can't access God. You can't even pray for God to listen to you. You have to go to the priest. And the priest too die on the altar because of sin. As they are doing this, them too, they die. And you cannot go inside to carry them out. They use rope and drag them outside. Another new priest will come, they tie rope again, put bells. God came and said, how long will this thing happen? The first Adam did his own. The second Adam did his own. I explained all this thing on the second day. This third Adam that is coming, he will not need bells on his rope waist. He will not need rope. He will not need anything of this sort. And this third Adam came. At the moment he said, unto you I commit my spirit, there was, if you have watched the Passion of Christ, there was darkness on the earth. And the curtain in the temple was torn apart. That curtain is the curtain that divided this dead part. Always on the altar, you see a curtain, red curtain. You can't enter. So the curtain was torn apart. He entered the Holy of Holies once for all. Not by the blood of God. The Holy of Holies was that place. Only the priest could enter. Jesus entered there with his blood. He presented his blood to Christ. My father, here is the blood. Every time your children carry the blood of goats, they carry the blood of calves, carry the blood of here is my blood. As he presented that blood to God, that curtain that separated God and man was divided into two. Is somebody catching the story? That curtain was separated into two. Now you can stay there and pray, and God will hear you because of the blood of Jesus. You can stay in your house and call on God, he answers. You come to church, you call on God, he answers. You are on your way, where you are moving, you call on God, he answers. That is that blood. He once for all, once for all. You don't need to sacrifice again. Once and for all. You don't no longer need goats. You no longer need chickens. You no longer need calves. You go to a place, they call you, send goats, send this one for me to pray for you. Send out. No, you don't need that again. You go, they pray for you, he answer. You on your own, you say, God, thank you with this. You no longer do that as a sacrifice. You go to a place, they say, do this for me. They say, buy this one. Anything that has blood on it. Buy this one. Buy this one. Buy this one. Buy this other one. It's a lie. You don't do no such thing again. Having obtained eternal redemption. That redemption is what? Eternal. Life is in the blood, and blood is life itself. I said this on the second day. Every human has the blood cell. But what differentiates the blood of Jesus from all else is that he was 100% God. So his blood was that blood of God. So when people shout the blood of God, they think they are joking. It's actually real. There is a blood called the blood of God. That is the blood that Jesus has. So his blood is not just the ordinary blood. His blood was not that ordinary blood. There is no night that sacrifice of blood, either of animal or humans, is not made. Especially here in Africa. Most of us must have watched some clip that was released on social media. A guy was questioning how he used to kidnap people, how he used to sacrifice people from Igboche. He was standing, they were putting mic on his mouth. It's on several WhatsApp status, if you've not seen it. Some social media, a young man, low court, police caught him. He was confessing, but they're not asking, but what do they say? He said this bonfire stuff, like he said this fuel, but he kidnaps when there is no money for the poor coming. He kidnapped, he sacrifices. He was explaining all these things. Yesterday, a daughter of mine that used to come for love class sent me those same clips. I said, I've watched this video before. He said, no. So he has something to tell me. See, this man confessed he wants to marry his friend, her friend rather. A young girl that used to come for this love class sent me the video clip. See, this young man that is confessing on this video wanted to marry her friend, that they finalized everything for December. I mean, December or January that we are entering. I see this video that is trending all over the place. This man wants to marry your... It's a small word. It's not a big... This word is a small word. See, she's shocked. Said the man confessing his own friend is even wooing her. Since the friend is wooing the other friend, this other one is wooing, but something in her just told her not to say yes. Because everything she will tell me, she said, no wonder that she said, until she comes to our next love class or she comes to meet me to tell me about this relationship, that she does not feel like entering into it. That she does not feel like what? Entering into that relationship. A man that used to sacrifice human blood, he goes, he's only, they ask him, how do you do it? He said, the last operation he did was in a Air Force Junction here, in the night. Go to Tazi, they enter the taxi, you think you enter a real Tazi. In that place, they put something on your face, you can no longer talk. All of a sudden, what you find yourself is Igweche. All of us know Igweche now. They change the person is turned to sacrifice. They show some clip where they butchered some ladies, and most of the people they caught is girls, young girls. All these young girls, iPhone this, iPhone that, my this is this, my this is that. Can switch over. I get this one, I don't get this one, I get this one, I don't get it. You know, when you talk to them, sometimes they look as if you are mad. You don't know what you are talking about. So many of them are girls. You see the pictures, they butchered girls into pieces, part by part. The same way they sell goats in market. The same way they heap goats, part by part. That is the same way they butcher these people, part by part. So this girl would have fallen into a wrong hand. You can imagine. But what am I saying? What I'm saying in essence, they are using this blood. It's citizen again, citizen of blood, sacrificed by decree. They will not see you. They will not see your children. They will not see your loved ones. You won't enter the wrong car. You won't. I thought a message on how to identify and escape evil. If you didn't hear that message, you can get it after the service. They should transfer it to your phone. You will know how to see a wrong car and say, I won't enter this car. How to identify and escape evil. So this is the season where they sacrifice all manner of things. Some are going for fowl, some are going for chicken, some are going for cow, goats, and all this. Some are going for human, as we are talking now. Somewhere, somehow, they are sacrificing human blood now. But Jesus said that once and for all, you are sacrificed. And when you buy into this blood of Jesus, your blood won't be for sacrifice. They won't see you. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. The book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 28. For this is my blood that establishes the covenant. It is shed for many for the forgiveness of sin. He said, this is my blood. Jesus is the one saying it. My blood that establishes the covenant. Which means God had, does God have the covenant of life with you? Yes. Has the covenant of prosperity with you? Covenant of everlasting life with you? Covenant of giving and not being a beggar? He has it with you. The only thing that will establish that covenant is what? The blood of Jesus. It's a token that establishes. It's a stamp. Say, God, you gave me. Say, I will have everlasting life. I will not forsake. I will not do this. I will not be killed. I will not have loss. God is your. It's the blood of Jesus that establishes it. All you need is to use the blood of Jesus and stamp on that covenant. Am I talking to somebody? So, the blood of Jesus answers for many. Why the blood of animal answers for only one person at a time? And it does not last. When somebody carries the blood of God, say, I want to be rich. They give it to somebody, the juju priest. He is doing that for only one person. And that blood needs to be renewed over and over. The person needs to, but the blood of Jesus answers for what? Many. It's not one after the other. Many. That's what the blood of Jesus did. And I want to let you know is that the things that have pertained the blood of animals, it answers per time. But the blood of Jesus is what? Everlasting. Forever and ever. The same power it has today is the same power it has tomorrow. The same power it had day before yesterday is the same power it has next year. All we have to do is to leave our potential state and our kinetic state. Activate the power in that blood, like I explained days back. The children of darkness know the need of blood. Hence, they are on constant sacrifice of blood. The children of darkness, they know. Blood is light. Blood is pure. Blood is strong. Blood speaks. Blood hears. Blood cries. Blood shields. And there is only one blood stronger than every other blood. I said what? Blood is light. Blood illuminates. There was darkness in this world until the blood of Jesus came to shed light, to give us light. Now we are walking in the light of the Son of God. The blood of Jesus is light. When you encounter the blood of Jesus, you walk in light. You walk in what? Light. The blood cries. You remember Cain and Abel? God told him, where is your brother? He says, I hear his blood crying out of the ground. Blood does what? Cry. Don't mind what you think is happening in the north. They kill Christians, they kill this one, they carry people used for sacrifice. Their blood cries after their generation. Like that young man testifying, he said, I was doing it to make money. And he thinks it's generation after generation after generation, the blood will not cry out. We have a practical testimony in the house that they killed somebody in their community and the blood cries out even unto the father. Said it cries out into the generation after generation after. Imagine if he did not wake up, have the awareness of where this thing comes from. That means it will finish affecting the father, leave the father and enter him. And the children will not know, finish affecting him, enter. Do you know, do you see why you need to stand up for your generation? Are you seeing it? Now it stops in his own generation because he ran into a place where he saw light. A man, I said I didn't win him as a soul. He came. If maybe God knew that that he needed to stop with the father. He did not need to cross that. That's why he carried himself into this place. And I went quickly. I said, there is something that needs to be done here. What I did in the compound that day. I hadn't ministered like that anyway. What I did in the compound that day. I said, don't worry, there will be testimony. There has been threat in his father's life over and over, over and over, from one complaint to another complaint. This one has entered blindness. I said, no way, it won't happen. It entered to a way that I think he fell some, I think there was a time he fell, he could not walk again. During which program was that? That we said he should raise his crutches up here. We still have the picture. Say, you will not use these crutches. And he used his mouth to say, I can walk on my own. So, blood cries. That blood cried out. In fact, they have saved themselves from it. It takes divinity and wisdom and light for the other persons in that lineage, in that community, to know that I have to save myself from this. Blood cries out. Innocent blood that they kill, they cry out. Blood doesn't, and I decree in the name of Jesus, wherever you come from, whatever community you come from, no matter any evil ancestors did, I decree by the blood of Jesus, they will not come near you. You are separated from any ancestral curse in the name of Jesus. Only ancestral blessings will follow you. Ancestral curse will not follow you. In the mighty name of Jesus. You don't need to kill for any evil that affects you. The ones that great grandfather killed, it can affect until you tell yourself, God, I hide myself in you. I was meditating something over a few days ago. I said, my father passed through this thing. Pass through this thing. Pass. Say, me, I won't pass through it though. No matter what it takes, me, I won't pass through it. Don't fold your hands. Sit and fold your hands. You saw this thing happened. This other one happened. Someone in your lineage passed through something like this. Someone in your around you passed through something like this. You see the thing I'm about to replay about in around you. I say, no, it won't happen. This is what killed my father. And I'm seeing it coming. It won't happen. Stand to your feet and say, it won't happen. No matter what it takes. Now the blood shields. The blood is a shield. It can shield you and protect you. The blood can shield you. Just like you have the shield of faith. So you learn to know when to plead the blood of Jesus. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimonies. For they did not love their lives in the face of death. He said, for they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. He said, they overcame Satan by the word, blood of Jesus. And by the words of their testimonies. So it takes the blood of Jesus for you to overcome Satan. When evil happens, when things happen around you, what do? You plead the blood of Jesus. You don't shout people's name. Hey, auntie, oh, brother. No. Anything evil, what the first thing that should enter your mouth is what? The blood of Jesus. You cannot overcome Satan without the blood. So you need the blood of Jesus constantly. Now, that is why you should know this. Satan came to do what? To steal. He came to kill. He came to destroy. And you need the blood of Revelation to always overcome him. When he comes to steal, say, I plead the blood. When he comes to steal, plead the blood. When he comes to destroy, you what? You plead the blood. I say, what we said, come to steal now? Is it that you carry God to come to steal? When you are supposed to have a good thing and that thing does not come, he has stolen it. You need money, money did not come, he has stolen it. You need anything at all, you are crying to God. I need this. At the time you need it has not come. Satan has done what? He has stolen it. You recover it by the blood of Jesus. Satan came to destroy, so you need the blood of Jesus to also prevent him. If there is an evidence of stealing, killing, destruction around you, it only means you have neglected the blood of Jesus so long. You have neglected the blood of Jesus so long for you to witness that something around you need is not there. You need this one is not there. You need that one is not there. There is an evidence that you have neglected the blood of Jesus. So you put the blood of Jesus into action. what the blood of Jesus does. What will the blood of Jesus do for me? Exodus chapter 12 verse 13. Exodus chapter 12 verse 13. Why do I need to constantly plead the blood of Jesus? The blood on the houses where you are staying will be a distinguishing mark for you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. No plague will be among you to destroy you when I strike in the land of Egypt. When he wanted to destroy all the firstborns, he says, carry the blood of Jesus, make it as a strike on the doorpost, so that when I pass, I will not destroy you. The blood of Jesus washes our sin away. Revelation chapter 1 verse 5. Revelation chapter 1 verse 5. The blood of Jesus does what? It washes our sins away. It says, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and set us free from our sin by his what? Blood. He set us free from our sin by his blood. I haven't talked about the blood of Jesus. Are we going to drink the blood? Are we going to open somewhere and drink the blood? No, the blood of Jesus, you can't drink it again. He has gone. But he set an example when he left the communion. Remember, the two, I said he poured his blood on the ground, which means his blood is connected to several things on this earth. Connected to you walking on the earth. Connected to the trees. Connected to every fruit. So the fruit of the vine is also connected to that blood. He says, this is my blood. Drink of it. This is my flesh. So he took off some elements on this world. And says, as I live, you are going to be practicing this to remember me always. And he called it the communion. The power of the communion. That's what I want to talk about now. That communion represents the blood of Jesus Christ. So that whenever you partake of the blood of Jesus, what have you done? You have revitalized that power of the blood in you. Now, the power of communion. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. The power of communion. Praise the Lord. The power of communion. Matthew chapter 26 verse 28 says, for this is my blood that establishes the covenant. It is shed for many for the forgiveness of sin. Yes, what sin does is that it brings sickness to you. It brings poverty. It brings lack. It brings want. Where people are celebrating, you see that somebody begins to have lack. Where somebody is having health, you see that somebody begins to have sickness. As at Wednesday, when the program started, my body wasn't my own. Because of work from this thing to another, I was so tired. As in the second day, I didn't know I could minister in that capacity. Yes, I ministered. From that day to today, even after that evening, I was saying, I'm going to send somebody to come and buy me malaria dose. But from that day to today, I took no drugs. Because of the power of the blood. Even as I was teaching, I said, God, I can't be teaching about your blood and I not be healed. Yes. I had some symptoms of serious malaria on the day 2. Will I be able to minister? I said, it won't work. I won't be teaching about the blood of Jesus and I swallow any pill. I didn't take it. And I woke up very strong the next day. So when you wake up to the power of communion, you even have, every time you will have it around you. When you take any juice sometimes and biscuit, you just say, this is the blood of Jesus. As I take it, the blood of Jesus flushes every evil in me and replaces it with the power in the blood of Jesus. Grace, now when you just have a clip, you sit and listen, okay? Just snap and rest. Just eat just a few clips. So I am letting you know that if you overlook the power of communion, it is him that said that this is my blood. Say, this is my blood of covenant. So when you take it, look at it and see if you are partaking in that blood of Jesus. That's how we follow the Bible prescription. He said the fruit juice means the fruit of the vine and his flesh. He said in those days they used unleavened bread. Unleavened bread, living bread means a bread that contains something like that. That's why it means spiritual. So we use wafer according to his prescription unleavened bread and the fruit of the vine. Some people will take it and say, oh, I'm just taking of this. Some person will even take it and say, there's no sugar in this drink. You should add more sugar next time. It's not drink. It's not ordinary drink. I was in one church one time, they took communion. After the communion, the colleague of mine said, man, today communion sweet too. You go collect another one. It's a lack of understanding. Last story, my friend, as we took the communion, said, today own sweet. They know the Luther. Go take another one. No, it's not coke. It's not coke. Whether it's sweet or it's not sweet, just picture it that is the blood of Jesus. John 6:51. Said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I will give you for the life of the world is my flesh. So when you eat of the communion, you are eating the flesh of Jesus. The next verse. At that, the Jews argued among themselves, how can this man give us the flesh to eat? Some people will begin to ask, how can I be eating, chewing this thing, and chewing biscuit? Chewing this one, I say it's the flesh of Jesus. No. That is human thinking. The next verse. So Jesus said to them, I assure you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life in yourself. The next verse. Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And I will raise him up in the last day. It means you will have eternal life. The next verse. Because my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Now, he has made his flesh to be real food when he's living. He has made his blood to be real drink. He said it's real food, and which means they are not physical. When he was living, he taught them to be real. Because as he's living, you won't see him any longer. So he made them real. Said, speak a thing and it shall come to pass. When you speak over this flesh, it becomes real. When you speak over the blood, it becomes real. Am I speaking to somebody? He said, it becomes real food and it becomes real blood. Make the flesh real. Make the blood real. And to partake of it, the Lord God of heaven will bless you in the name of Jesus. The next verse, 56 finally. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me and I in him. Can God live in you and you lack? Can God live in you and you carry last in your class? Can God live in you and people mock you? Can God live in you and you lack money? So when you take it, you have this awareness in you that this thing I took, this thing they are complaining about me, they won't complain about me again. The life of Christ has come in me. When I take it, I say, this thing that I'm lacking as a person, I will not lack it again. When I take it, I say, if Jesus was supernatural, I begin to live a supernatural life. I will not have any symptom of evil over me again. If I partake of it, if Jesus had anything evil, I will not have anything evil in me again. If Jesus never had anything evil, I will never have anything evil in me again. If Satan was destroyed forever, if I partake this of this, wherever I'm passing, Satan will be destroyed forever. When I see somebody sick, I lay and the person will be healed. That is what the communion should do in you. Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, before we pray. We're going to pray seriously, then we take our communion. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. He says, they conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they did not love their lives even in the face of death. They did what? They conquered who? Satan. By the blood of who? Blood of goats, blood of animals, blood of calves, but by the blood of what? Blood of Jesus. Now, today, I admonish you to stand to your feet now. We are going to do some spiritual exercise. Satan, I conquer you by the blood. Evil, I conquer you by the blood. Demonic afflictions, I conquer you by the blood. Every work of the devil in my life, I do what? Conquer you by the blood of Jesus. you are going to rise on your feet.
Revelation chapter 12 verse 11 says, we conquer him by the blood. So pleading the blood of Jesus is one of the most effective ways of destroying the works of the enemy. The blood contains life and life in it. It speaks better things than the blood of Abel. So I'm going to say some very dangerous prayer. I'm going to say that by the blood of Jesus, every negative voice speaking against my life, every blood of human, blood of animal, speaking against my life from the ancestral root, today I plead the blood of Jesus over it. You hear the testimony the man of God, the minister in the house shared today. So stand to your feet and begin to make that declaration in the name of Jesus. That every word of the devil, every of his access against me, use the blood of Jesus as an arsenal and speak against him now in the name of Jesus. Every attack of the enemy, man, by the blood of Jesus, I come against you now. I come against you, Satan the devil. Every of the attack from the pit of hell. Everybody stand erect and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray and decree, come against the devil. Come against him. Come against him. Don't joke with your destiny. Open your mouth and speak over your destiny. Open your mouth. Speak over your destiny. Speak over your life. Allow the devil to join with destiny, to join with your life. Aleto bless us, leg of shallow bless you. Satan, I come against you. Every of your attempt to try with my destiny, to try with my life, to try with my career, I come against you. I resist you. Pray, 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 pray. Let your black or shatter bless you. Let play talk together. Let bless you. Satan, I come against you. Every of your attempt against my life, against my destiny, I resist you. I curse you. I curse you far. Let the black or supplet on ya. Black push a tumble or supplet on you. Let better the day. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Say, by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, I refuse in the hands of men, in the hands of ritualists, in the hands of occultic men, anyone waiting to use me or anyone around me for blood sacrifice. By the blood of Jesus, I blind their eyes now. Begin to pray like a wounded lion. Pray, 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 pray. Let supply cut up, let shut up. Every attempt of the devil that he wants to use to attack my life, to use anyone around me for blood sacrifice, the blood of Jesus against you, Satan. I decree I am touched not. They will not see me. They will not see my loved ones. Bless you, get a blood shot on the doors. Let get a blood to the blood shot on the doors. Black ass a blood city, let get a blood shot here. I decree, Satan, you will not see me. You will not see my loved ones. You will not see my family. Every of the attempt to use anyone around me for a blood sacrifice, the blood of Jesus against you. Bless some prokoto betolodo. Let's get a blood shot at Alagada. Let's get a blood shot up. Let's get it. Let's let the Lord go to the blood shot. Let's get a blood shot. Let's get a blood shot. Let's bless the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We're going to decree. Say that the blood of Jesus washes. We're going to pray that by the blood of Jesus, you will be washed. And you'll be saturated by that blood. You'll be washed from every evil, every sin, everything. By the mercy of God, let the blood of Jesus wash me white as snow and make you ready for testimonies. This is it and beyond. The blood of Jesus do what? Wash me white as snow. If somebody wants to reason and say, well, I'm not a sinner, why will I pray that the blood of Jesus wash me? Do you wash your clothes only once? When you wash it, you wear it, right? After wearing it, you wash it again. As a Christian, you need mercy over and over and over. So let the blood of Jesus wash me white as snow. Every negative word spoken over me, the blood of Jesus wash me. Saturate me. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray. Let the blood of Jesus wash me. 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 Saturate me. Let so play to get the blood of Jesus wash me. The blood of Jesus wash me. Perfect everything that concerns my life. Perfect everything that concerns my going in and my going out. Mentor, let God bless you. Let that blood of Jesus. Let that blood of Jesus perfect everything that concerns me. Let God bless you. Let God bless you. Let blood of Jesus perfect everything that concerns me. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. We are going to pray this. Say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Atone for me and wipe off any lingering sin of my forefathers, my fathers, or myself that is speaking against my destiny. Begin to pray the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus atone for me. The blood of Jesus atone for me. Every sin by error, every sin by error of my forefathers, of my brothers, of my sisters, of my loved ones, the blood of Jesus atones for me. The blood of Jesus atones for me. The blood of Jesus atones for me. Let put your black or sata black or to liada. Retro bless you get a bless your child. The blood of Jesus atone for me. The blood of Jesus atone for me. The blood of Jesus atone for me. Let supre koto bata la brochette. Let your leg of the blood so koto black koto le bless your child. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Say, I draw a cycle of the blood of Jesus round about my family that demon will not be able to penetrate this season and beyond. Begin to pray the realm of the Spirit. Draw a blood, the line of the cycle of the blood of Jesus in your family. I draw the line of cycle where the blood of Jesus round about my family. That the demon will not be able to penetrate. Not this season. Beyond, they won't be able to penetrate. Let Potter Black Cotter Bless or Telegade. I draw a cycle of the blood of Jesus. I draw a cycle of the blood of Jesus. Round about my life. Round about my family. Satan, you will not be able to penetrate. Demons won't be able to penetrate. A little black or supplement. Let shatata la dole bro siket of blood. Rekete bro sikata bro telegede. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We are going to decree this small prayer. Say the blood of Jesus. Deliver me from Satan's mission. The blood of Jesus. Deliver me from Satan's mission. Of killing, stealing and destruction. Make that a prayer in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus deliver me from the Satan's mission of killing, stealing and destruction. The blood of Jesus deliver me from Satan's killing, stealing and destruction. Let the blood of Jesus deliver me. Let the blood of Jesus deliver me from Satan's mission of killing, stealing and destruction. Let the blood of Jesus deliver me. Bless Sokoto, bless Opelo, the Logoda. Rete telekoto, blendo lekoshoto, blasia. Let the blood of Jesus deliver me. Manto leko prochetele de la setia. Lekoto blessete de la prochetia. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We are going to decree this prayer. So the blood of Jesus protect me from wherever troubles are waiting. You know, sometimes people just come out and run into trouble. People just come out to run into affliction. People just come out to run into places where there is demonic affliction. Run into stray bullets. No. You are not permitted to run after into any problem. Say the blood of Jesus deliver me from anywhere problem is waiting. Begin to pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus deliver me. Pray. The blood of Jesus deliver me from every work of the devil. The blood of Jesus deliver me from everywhere. The bullet is waiting. Everywhere. The blood of Jesus deliver me. The blood of Jesus delivers me. Mantoleko prosita. Let the blood of Jesus deliver me. Machoko prosita legede proshata. Lekota blessukete blata ledo. Let the blood of Jesus deliver me. Let you get a blow shatande legede. Mantala kata blessukete blow shata. Lekata blessukete blow shatur. Le proshatanda legada. Let sikete blessande legede. Let the blood of Jesus deliver me. Masukete blow koto le blow shata. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Finally, we are going to pray that every blood of animal, say this, every blood of animal speaking against my family, speaking against my destiny, the blood of Jesus wipe them off now. Now, every blood of animal forefathers sacrificed, our forefathers sacrificed, ancestors sacrificed, that is speaking against our life and family, that by the blood of Jesus, they are wiped off. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Every blood of animal speaking against my life and family, the blood of Jesus against you, the blood of Jesus against you, the blood of Jesus against you. Le koto blakato le brochete, rakatando le sukete la kobra shata, le kobra sate legede brosite legede. Rekotata logodo blessi katalado shata. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Stretch forth your hands towards this communion and pray over this communion. Say, as I take of this communion, anything you don't want in your body, speak it in this communion. Anything you want, decree over it. The ones you don't want, pray over it. It's you that know what you want. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you were blessed with today's episode of Pure Gospel Moment. For prayers, testimonies, or further inquiries, you can reach Mac Miracle on +234 812 328 8593. That is +234 812 328 8593. God bless you real good.